What is going on, you amazing, awesome, happy, hardworking people in the podcast world? Today, I bring you guys a very special guest. Elijah Ofori has a great mindset, a great work ethic, and just has a lot of value to bring to you guys in today's episode. Elijah, thank you for being on the show. You know, it was great talking with you again. Him and I actually talked for a good amount of time beforehand and after the episode, and we plan to stay in touch in the future. I hope you guys listen all the way through. This one's good. This is definitely up there with one of my favorite interviews. And don't forget, you know, just get out there and stay happy. You know, keep working hard. Keep spreading awareness. Keep being the best version of you every single day. Don't forget to smile. Don't forget to make money, but also be happy. And just keep working for your dreams. Keep going. Keep trying your hardest. All right, guys, please listen all the way through. Once again, I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Please enjoy today's episode of Red's Corner with Elijah Ofori. Thank you so much. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. Once again, I'm bringing a very special guest. I've known Elijah pretty much since like the seventh grade or something like that. I always see him hustling. I always see him grinding and just spreading awareness, working hard and, you know, trying to be his best self every day. So I'm not going to say too much more about you, man, but go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, what's up, you guys? I'm Elijah Ofori. I'm in Minnesota. I'm a senior going to college for football, but I just want to say what's up to you guys and let's get it going.
Yeah, man. So we were talking a little bit before this, and you, one of the first things you mentioned to me, and you're actually pretty excited about this, was you just turned in your last assignment for your high school career.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
Yeah. It feels good just to know that I'm done with high school. You know, I can now pursue like the bigger goals I have in my life. Like, I'm the firstborn of my family, so being the first one to go to high school, go through it, finish it, now go to college, do all that. So it just feels good to know that I got one of my goals out the way, and now I can go pursue all my rest of them.
Yeah, man. And you know, Elijah is a very hardworking football player. Played in high school for Shakopee. And go ahead and tell us a little bit about your high school football career before we get into the bigger levels.
High school football career. So it's a funny thing because me and Aiden used to go to school together. We used to go to Hopkins, but
yeah.
We both transferred our ninth grade year for different reasons. I transferred because Hopkins was moving down a level, so I had to go to a higher up school. So my parents and I, we moved out to Shakopee. You know, high school was pretty. It was pretty rough, I'm not going to lie, being a new kid going to the high school. But just with sports, you know, sports opened a lot of doors for me. I was rarely at high school, to be honest with you. I was always at camps. I was always doing something out the state. So, yeah, I was rarely in the high school. But, like, I kind of got a high school experience. It was pretty fun, you know, getting to know teachers and all that and just having, like, the whole community behind you, supporting you and everything that you do. Because, to be honest, Shakopee is a very supportive city. And once they heard about what I was doing and all that, they put their whole support in me. And here I am today. So my high school career was pretty much, you know, our team wasn't the best, but we were pretty good. And we made it to state my senior year. We didn't win, but just to go, it was just a good thing. I didn't get a ring, but I still got to play in a Viking stadium and all that. And it was a pretty good experience, at least experience-wise. When it comes to, like, school-wise,
I mean, it makes more sense to talk about what you're passionate about. Clearly, you know, the assignments and stuff. No need to talk about that. We got to talk about that state game, dude, in the Viking stadium. I remember seeing stuff on your Snapchat way back.
Yeah,
just how crazy that was. What did it feel like? What did it feel like?
To be honest, it was, so the state game actually was played at Stillwater High School, but it was an all-star game that was in the Vikings stadium.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so for at least a state game, you know, the state game was cold.
Yeah, man.
It was so cold. It was like 17 degrees. And it was a very hard-fought game because, like, we were up the whole game, and we lost in the final 3 minutes of the game.
Wow.
So we were up 7-0. I'm not going to mention any names, but through a pick, they scored. Through another pick, then, yeah, it was over from there. But it was a really fun game. You know, I got to play up against one of my best friends, Roger Nelson. He's going to NDSU. It was just a really fun game, going to play up against people I've played with my whole life. And just to see them in a state, and, you know, it was a sad game, but just to see, like, I lost to somebody who I respect, you know, I just like athlete wise, you know, I respect him as an athlete. So just to see somebody who's athletically gifted win it, you know, props to them. But it was a really fun game and it was a good experience when it comes to like just atmosphere. But when we go to the All-Star game, that game was different. So like the way they set it up was they chose the best players out of Minnesota and we all got put in a hotel. We got a week off school and we were just playing football. So I was on the South team and we went so crazy, but it was just a good experience because they really treated us like we're NFL players. Like we went to the hospitals, we got to meet kids, blah, blah, blah. Like people like cancer patients and stuff like that. We were signing things and all that. It really got to feel like we actually made it. And like, it opened my eyes because like when I went to like the cancer treatment center and like, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to inspire people. I want people to, you know, look up to me and stuff like that. I already do, but it's just like at that level, it's just so where like people really can watch you on TV and look up to you. It was just life changing because the game was televised and, you know, they had all the cancer patients come out to it. You know, they had signs. It was an amazing experience just to, you know, go in there and as a football player, but now go in there as like a man too, like just to help somebody, you know, better their day, you know, learn more and just go through coaches you've never been with. And it was just a really fun experience. And that experience really changed my life.
Yeah. And the fact that your mindset not only appreciates going to the game, but you appreciate the fact that you help people and inspire people is great. Like it shows that you're doing something you're meant to do. Mm-hmm. And with, you know, with high school football and grinding and getting to the point where you've gotten, you mentioned that you're going D1 now.
Yeah.
Tell us going more D1 about that.
I'm committed to the University of Morgan State University to be exact. It's a HBCU out in Maryland. We're a D1 school. We're playing the MEAC, but just going. So you don't really know my story. I'll tell you, I was actually previously committed to the University of South Dakota. Things went, I won't spill all the details, but let's just say they promised me when I first got the scholarship that they would only be taking two corners in that class. Came down to signing day and all that, you know, they signed three corners that day and they were only supposed to sign two. I wasn't supposed to sign on the initial signing day. I was supposed to sign on the second one, which was a February 5th. And so I decommitted after that because, you know, I didn't like being lied to by an organization. I didn't want to be part of a school where their first thing they did to me was lie, you know, to get me to commit. Because when I did commit, I committed early. I committed in the summer. And if I didn't, I know I could have went to a really big school. But I'm happy where I'm at now. You know, I got the whole support. And just going to HBCU opened my eyes even more. Just I'm learning more about Black culture and a lot of things that I didn't get out of Minnesota because I wasn't seeing what they were seeing. So just going out to Baltimore and like really having a campus where it's historically Black and I can learn a lot and play football at the same time. And it's D1 and people get drafted from my school every year. So it's just like, it was a struggle, you know, going to camps and all that, getting lied to by coaches and blah, blah, blah. But I'm just glad where I'm at now. And now it's just time to work. I finished my last high school assignment. I've been working out, and now it's just I'm ready to get a campus and time to show the coaches what I'm all about.
Yeah, it's important, man. I mean, you realize that you didn't want to start a foundation built on lies, and you wanted to find a foundation built on support. Yep. It sounds like you're going to the right spot. So what were you about to say?
I just feel like it's a family-type feel over there. When I went on my visit, I went on my visit weekend before I committed. But when I went on my visit, you know, there was a lot of players there. I got to talk to them. There's a couple of like players who are double majoring. Like I haven't heard of football players who double major and all that. Like they give us opportunities to really pursue life after football. So like, I want to be an FBI agent after football. So like it's just like I can double major. I can make like I want to go into psych and pre-law. So I'm going to do that. It's just they're giving us opportunities to really embrace our life and like go life to the fullest. They're not keeping us in one bubble like other schools do where they just want you to take the easiest classes, focus on football and nothing else. But this college actually knows that there's a life after football and they're letting us pursue that as well.
That's really good that they're doing that because I feel like I'm not the most familiar with college football, but I do notice sometimes that they don't care too much for their athletes in the sense of their I mean, you see NFL players make all this money and then they go broke and they're homeless on the streets after the NFL because no one taught them how to manage their money, anything like that. So that's truly important, man. I mean, planning that far out, especially when you have guidance and everything like that, is really vital and everything in that sense, man. So, you know, where did this grind for football come from in the early days? Have you been playing all your life or?
I mean, I've been playing all my life, yes, but I didn't start playing organized football until seventh grade. Yeah, it was just my grind for football came when my love for basketball ended. So, like, I was always a multi-sport athlete. I played basketball, football, and track. And as I got older, you know, it was either basketball or football or track. And I eventually went with football and track. But just growing up, you know, it was a sport that I loved. And I, to be honest, didn't become really serious about football until my junior, my sophomore year summer. That's the summer that really changed, like, my whole perspective on football. So that was the year I went to Australia for the Junior Olympics for track. And a lot of the dudes is like, you know, track, you can only go so far. And it was just like, yeah, like, football, you can do so much with, like, you know, unless you're Usain Bolt, like, track, it can only take you so far. So it's just like, I started pursuing football, and it was just, my parents are immigrants. So, like, just seeing how much they struggled and, you know, how much they provided for us growing up, it was just like, you know, I want to pay that back to them. So I just started grinding, and I just pursued to get a D1 scholarship and be on the full ride, just, you know, give that appreciation back to them. And I have little brothers, and, you know, I started training a lot, you know, getting mentors and stuff. And they're always telling me, like, you got little brothers that you that are looking up to, you know, you got family who's dependent on you to succeed because you're the firstborn. So it's just like, I took what the advice that my mentors were giving me, my trainers and everything like that, and I really put that into my game. And every time I play football, I always think about the bigger goal. It's not always about the win for me. For me, it's more about my performance so that, like, of course I love winning, yes, but I always go into every game worried about the bigger goal, which is, you know, the NFL, trying to make it, only because I need my family to make it. Because once I make it, my family's set. So I'm just, as long as I'm, you know, playing for my family and all that, my grind will forever be there.
Okay. And I have a couple more questions in mind, but there's actually there's actually one I want to ask first. You know, first off, I really like the fact that you know that you got your little brothers looking up to you, man. That's important because, you know, the younger siblings or pretty much just the younger generation, when they have someone to look up to and learn from, kind of like how you look up to your mentors, it's just a cycle that keeps going where people can keep helping each other out. But the question I want to ask you is, you know, with your mentors, everything like that, and making sure your family's set, you know, with financials and the life, do you have people that are are you 18 yet?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I just recently turned 18.
Well, happy late birthday, man.
Thanks, man.
So with that, are people teaching you, you know, what to do with your money once you get it?
Of course.
Okay. Are they teaching you how to make that money work for itself?
Yeah.
Like investing?
Like for me, my mom's been investing for a long time. Okay. You know, she works in like the money business. So she taught me at a young age, you know, save up all your money, you know, invest. So for me, I've invested my money. Like, I work right now. Yeah, I work at Dick's Sporting Goods. But yeah, that money, like, I always take 25% of my, you know, paycheck, put it in the stock, you know, grow for me. Because in the long run, you know, money's not always going to be forever. So if you have your money working for you, your money will forever be growing. And I can pass that down to my kids. My kids can let it grow. And it's just be a cycle, you know. I don't ever want, like, my seeds to be broke. Yeah. Like my kids, my kids, like, I want everybody who comes after me to, you know, have money. And because, like, I didn't see some shit when I was, you know, younger. So it's just like growing up in Minneapolis and stuff like that. Like, I didn't see, like, the bad parts. I didn't see what some people have to go through. And I never want my kids to go through that. So I learned, yeah, saving was a big, big thing when I was younger, because it's just like, once you save and once you get the key of saving, you'll be set.
Yeah, man. I can't tell you how happy I am to hear that, because when we were planning this interview, one thing that I kind of wanted to ask you was, you know, if you knew, the first thing was I need to see if you're 18, because once you're 18, you can start investing money and stuff like that.
Yep.
But, like, I just wanted to make sure, like, you know, once, you know, you're making money, especially because I see you're always working at Dick's stuff, working at Dick's and getting a paycheck and stuff like that. Like,
I have a friend that works at Dick's all the time, and I was like, dude, you got to start investing. Like, make sure you're taking some of that paycheck and putting your money to work.
Yep. Because at some point, you're not going to be able to work. You want that money to grow for you.
That's important, man. I can't tell you how happy I am to hear you say that. Like, I don't want to take any gain from you except for the fact that I know that you're being real smart with your money, bro. Like, that's real important. I like that. So with, the future goals, going to college, do you plan on, going into the draft at any point early on, or do you want to go all 4 years, or?
So it depends. For me, if I'm a junior and I'm reading that my draft stock is high, I would declare yes, but then I'll go back to school and get my degree.
Okay.
But if, I'm a senior and blah, 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 like, my goal is to get my degree. I don't really care what time I leave college, but I always know that in the back of my head, like, I'm working towards this degree. Like, I probably go back in the off season or something if I am drafted early and just finish up my degree. Or I'll just, do it, like, periodically, because I really want my degree and I really want to be an FBI agent and I want to wear that badge proudly. So, like, that's always a goal of mine. So just knowing, for me, it don't matter when I'm drafted, but, yeah, I do want my degree.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's your goals. I'm always impressed by what you post and what you show. And now when I finally get to talk to you, you're impressing me and even more and more and more. And it's great, man. I mean, I look up to you. I look up to the stuff you post and more now, man. I'm appreciative for what you do and all things considered.
Hey, man, that goes the same to you, man. You just started something big. And I already know the more you do it, the more it's going to grow. It's going to spread. You're going to get yours. Promise you.
Yeah. And just a couple other things I want to touch on. When I interview people, I like to cover like three broad topics, what happened in the past, what's going on right now, and what's going to go on in the future. We kind of mainly are just talking about the future and a little bit what's going on now. But do you got anything else going on right now that you're working on or practicing, learning?
For me, it's just well, right now, it's kind of a weird season because of Corona. Like, if I was still in school, my main thing was to get close to a couple teachers, make connections, just have that in the background. But what I'm working on now is, so I just got a second job and I'm just trying to save up as much money, then I'm going to make a big investment, maybe, buy a car, who knows. But right now I'm just, mentally, I'm just trying to better myself, because I'm an adult now, I want to think like an adult. Yeah. I want to like carry myself like an adult. So at least in the present tense, for me right now, the things that I'm working on is just, bettering myself, bettering my education, just trying to fill myself with knowledge before I get to college, because I'm going 1,000 miles away from home. Like, I'm gonna be there by myself. So if I can't stand on my own values, then I'm not finna last out there. So I'm trying to build concrete values for myself now, so when I get out there for college, I can stand on my values and whatever people want to do, whatever people want to say, like, I know that I'm living for me and not living for somebody else,
Yeah, no, 100%, man. You got it. It's the do-it-yourself mentality. You got a little entrepreneurial spirit inside you, man. Don't ignore it. Don't ignore that, bro. But
I won't.
With, you got such great things going on, such great things coming. And one of the questions I really like to ask is, people that tend to succeed the most are those who go through adversity, those who go through tough times. Is there any defining moment in your life that you really look back on?
Oh, man, I have a lot. But I think the biggest one for me was it was my sophomore year Egan homecoming game. It was the first game I ever started as, like, a varsity player. And we were up 14-0 at halftime. And, all the players are like, oh, yeah, we won homecoming, blah, blah, blah. Like, we got nothing to worry about. And, a young person, I'm 15 years old playing in front of 18-year-olds, playing against 18-year-olds. Like, they're all seniors. I'm the only sophomore out there. So they kind of picked on me that game. And they came back to win it in the fourth quarter, 21-28. And that was a big defining moment for me, because after that, people said I sucked. They said I don't deserve to play varsity. Like, they, like, oh my God, it was so bad. My coaches was, there were some coaches that, said like he wasn't ready, blah, blah, blah. So that kind of, it made me realize, that was like the first time I really ever got hated on. Because, like, you know, everybody gets a little hates, like, oh, you're never going to make it. Like, those are little, little things. But, you know, that game really opened my eyes. Like, dang, like, there's a lot of adversity that I'm going to face because, like, I'm a youngin', you know, trying to make it. So that game really – it was really a defining moment for me because after that game, you know, that's when I really started to work hard and, like, improve my game and, like – it was just the defining moment for where I really purposed my mind. Like, I'm going to really prove people wrong with this football thing.
Yeah, man.
Because, man, that was when the YOLOs and people was doing YOLOs and all that. I had some friends, and they was like, so how did you think of Elijah's performance? And they was bashing me on social media. I still have the screenshots to this day. But it's because I look back on it, and I'm just like, motivation. Hey, this was once you. Yeah, this was once you, you know, like, this, you was in this position and now here you are. So it's just like, I always keep it to, you know, just remind me where I came from. And I wasn't always a good player. Like, I had to build myself to where I am now.
That was a pivotal moment in your football career.
Oh, of course.
100%.
Yeah, of course.
All right, man. Some other things I like to mention, dude, is like, I like to kind of ask people, like, who do they look up to? Who do you look up to? Who inspires you?
Oh, this is – I have a lot of people who inspire me, but I think my biggest inspiration is Tyrann Mathieu, who's a football player, you know,
Chiefs,
came
right?
from nothing. Yeah, came from nothing, went to LSU, but a bigger inspiration for me is LeBron James. And yeah. Not just on an athlete perspective, but just as a man, you know, like – where he, you know, he speaks out when he needs to, you know, he built a school, you know, he's better in other people's lives, not just his own. And that's what I want to do in my life. Like, yes, I want to become successful, but I want to make people successful as well. Like, I want to help people become successful. So it's just like what he does in his life is like what inspires me, because that's exactly what I want to do. I want to help my community. I want to build schools. You know, I want to help people who was in the same position as me, because I can say, yeah, I was a kid from poverty. Like, my parents, you know, they struggled as immigrants and they came up. Like, now we're living in a 5-bedroom house. Like, I've seen the struggle. So, like, just coming from where I came from and now just where I'm at now, I know there's people in my situation who was like me. They wanted to go to the NFL. They wanted to go to a D1 college. And I want to, you know, spread my story around just so, like, people can really believe in themselves, because I was once that kid as well, just living off a dream. And I just want to let people know that they can make it too. So that's why, like, LeBron's my biggest, you know, inspiration, because he's letting people know, like, if you want to do it, you can really do it. Like, there's no limit to what you want to put your mind to.
Yeah, man. LeBron James is probably, I don't know, this is completely random, but LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
LeBron.
Okay.
And for me, it's just as a, when I always talk about that debate, I don't see it from a basketball
right?
standpoint.
Yeah.
I think it's more bigger than basketball. I think LeBron has done more in his life outside of basketball than Jordan has.
100%, man. I couldn't have said it better myself. I agree with you. Not a lot of people agree with that, LeBron James over Michael Jordan, but
I'm in that same boat. Yeah, that's me. I'm a big believer of LeBron James over Michael Jordan.
I like how you say that, because I love LeBron James, bro. LeBron James, amazing. And you were talking about Matthew right on the Chiefs, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He's a beast.
Tyrann is just – his story is what gets to me.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, from the slums, you know, like he wasn't supposed to make it. Like, he was literally born into poverty. Like, he wasn't supposed to be where he is. So just, you know, seeing where he's come from, you know, it's just like – for me, like, I came into, you know, poverty, blah, blah, blah. But it's just like seeing other people make it, it just inspires me to, you know, be one of those people that, like, people like me can look up to.
Yeah. You want to almost be – someone that you wish you had when you were younger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, dude, that's great.
I kind of want to be like a lot of people call me big bro at the school. Like, they look at me as a brother, and it's just like, cause like, I advise them, you know, I try to better people's lives, because like the things I didn't get when I was younger, that knowledge and the stuff I have now, I'm trying to give to the younger dudes. So when they get there, they're like, they don't mess up, because there were times where I messed up because I didn't have that knowledge. And if I did, things would have been different. But I like the way my life has gone, because I can now tell those, like, tribulations to, you know, younger guys who are just in my situation.
Do you, like, volunteer at, like 5th grade and 6th grade level football camps and stuff
like
that?
Yeah, our school does that every year, but our coach holds one as well. So the kids come, you know. But for me, it was more – I me myself, I used to go to, you know, the West Junior High, which is like the middle school.
Yeah.
And I used to talk to the kids, you know, go there on my free time, you know, play football with them and stuff like that. Just, you know, like give them something to smile about, because, you know, some people, you know, they don't have much to smile about. So just going there, you know, talking to the kids and just making their day, it was something I always wanted to do. And I'm going to do it in college, because now my bigger goal is going to college is just I'm going to Baltimore, one of the most dangerous places in America, highest poverty rate in America. It's just like when I go out there, I'm going to go to the elementary schools. I'm going to talk to the kids. I'm going to give them advice and stuff like that, because they're already in a predicament where they're already at the bottom. They live at the bottom. So it's just like, I don't want them to, you know, go out, be in the gangs and, you know, do things that they don't need to be doing. So that's what I want to do. I just want to, you know, not only better somebody else's life, but take them out of a situation they don't need to be in as well.
You want to truly inspire people for the greatest part.
Yeah.
Just long term. I really like the sense of long term that you have, the fact that you're planning so far ahead, that you're not even planning so far ahead for yourself, you're planning so far ahead for the younger generations to come.
Yeah.
That's great.
Because it's just like, you know, I wish I had somebody like myself, you know, when I was younger growing up, because like I said earlier, there was mistakes I shouldn't have made. So, yeah.
It's all good, man. That's the point. We failed to succeed.
Yep.
100%. So, kind of like how I want to end these interviews is, and you've kind of already said it, but almost like if you had someone coming up to you and they needed just advice to keep going, keep working hard, keep trying to be the best versions of themselves and reach their goals, you know, what would you tell them, like deep down from the heart?
I just say never give up. You know, like there were so many people that told me I couldn't go D1. There was times where I made a list of the people, like I could name them by name, but it's just like, you know, what I tell people that, you know, want to give up on their goals, and just every day when you wake up, write something. Like for me, I have a whole wall that, if you can see, I just write stuff on this wall. And it's just every day I look up to it in the morning, what inspires me, you know, like when you want to make your goals happen, you need to write it down on something and look at it every day. And the more you look at it, the more it becomes real. Like the more you want to make it happen, because once you put it down on paper and you see it every day, it's just like, I didn't write this for no reason. Like I got to make this happen. So if it's just somebody, like, say if it's like a little dude, you know, he wants to make it to the NFL, blah, 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 and people telling him it's camp. My first thing would be to tell him is just like, you know, don't worry about what other people say, because at the end of the day, nobody has your best interest but yourself. So it's just like, you know, I just tell people, you know, keep grinding, keep striving, and never give up, because that day you give up, you never know what could happen. Like, you really never know what could happen. So I would just tell people, you know, keep striving, keep working for what you want, because at the end of the day, the glory is going to come to you. Your hard work is going to pay off. So there's no point of giving up. There's no point of, you know, letting go, because you've already done put in the work. Especially if you like already started on your goal, there's no point of giving it up, because you've already started. You might as well go to the finish line.
100%. Never give up. Always have patience, man.
Yep. That's always have patience. That's the main one. Always have patience.
100%. It's an important word. It's very important, dude. Very important. Well, you know, Elijah, thank you so much for your time, man. Like,
of course,
I appreciate this. I know we've been trying to schedule this the past couple of days, and actually, you know, to anyone listening right now, we're actually going to have another episode coming out in the next couple of days as well. We'll get together and talk about some important things going on in America right now, how we can spread awareness and everything like that. But, you know, today, this episode's about you. It's about your story, about where you're going, man. I really appreciate it. And if you have anything else to say, just floor is yours.
I just like to say thank you for having me. Everybody who's listening, you know, just continue to grind, man. Life is about grinding, so always grind it out. And, you know, next interview, we're going to talk about some real things that's going on in America, but we're going to say that for the next time.
Yep, 100%, man. Well, thank you for being on the show today.
All right, sounds good.
See you later, man.
So what did you guys think of that? Elijah, once again, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your time. You have big things coming, man. Just keep working hard, keep inspiring people, and keep looking at the bigger picture when it comes to the life after football and actually helping people it's a strong message, and a lot of people are going to get value from that and keep spreading that across the world. Guys, if you're listening all the way through and you got to this point, don't forget about the four things that we live by here at Red's Corner. We're going to be happy every single day with a big smile. We're going to make sure we're smiling as much as we can, even when we're working out, even when we're, you know, angry or sad. We're just going to put a smile on our faces to feel better. We're going to pat ourselves on the back. We're going to appreciate ourselves. We're going to make sure that our number one supporter is ourselves, because we are here for ourselves 24/7. Don't forget that. Also, patience and passion. All right. It takes time. Elijah, he said that patience is a strong and important word. It is. It truly is. Because to get where you want to go is going to take time and passion. You got to do what you love every single day. Be with the people you love, the team you love, the sport you love, the game you love, anything like that, the job, the career, the college, anything. All right, guys? Keep doing you. Keep being the best versions of yourself every day. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it around to anyone whom you think may need to hear this. Put it on your Snapchat, your Instagram, you know, anything like that. All right, guys? Leave a review if you have some time. And again, this has been Aiden Reddington at Red's Corner. I appreciate you guys more than anything. Seriously, it means a lot that you're listening this far in. And you guys seriously all deserve the best in life. Keep grinding, keep hustling. Peace out.